always great to talk Doan track and field, especially with the NAI championships on the horizon. You got the GPAC at nearby Hastings this week, Coach. But before I get to your college team, there is a certain high school dude there at Wahoo High School that this guy knows very, very, very well, a junior sprinter. And, man, he is tearing up the track in the 100 and 200. I think he's running on a couple of relays. That boy Landon is having an outstanding year, isn't he?
Yeah, we started out really well, and his 21.83 was in 42-degree weather, and it was not a great day. So that was pretty impressive. And then he actually hasn't ran since then because then he got it's a nerve damage, it sounds like, not a hamstring pull. So he hasn't ran. So hopefully this weekend we get him back on the track, and he can start putting up some times and be competitive. But he loves track. I don't know how he would want to love track. He's been around it all of his life. But, yeah, that's one of his favorite sports for sure.
Yeah, that darn track and field, those stinking injuries can come up and bite you a little bit. But it sounds like just try to ease him along because the most important meets are coming up here in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, and they got a great coaching staff, and their trainer up there have been working with him. And our connections with some people and the PT, it's been really good going through that. But we're going to make sure that he's probably a little out of shape, but he's going to be fine to run this weekend and help his team with conference and districts and states. So that's what he's decided about is hanging out with his buddies.
Coach, your Doan team's going to be out here west a little bit. Hastings is hosting the GPAC coming up this weekend. You're making your way out our direction a little bit.
It is. We're excited. It's going to be 2 days of 70 degrees and not much wind, so we're pretty excited about having weather that's going to be able to produce, I think, some really outstanding marks because our conference is pretty high level, and when they go head-to-head, there's a lot of rivalries and competitiveness that bring out some pretty cool times, and I think we're going to see a lot of that this weekend.
Start with the ladies first, and I know that Doan women's 4x4 relay did very, very well in the indoor season in that group. And, of course, Kylie Hedmonick, Maywood Hayes Center High School standout, doing some great things. She's back on there, and that's a foursome that ran a great time in the recent Drake relays, didn't they?
Yes, that group we kind of put together toward the end of the year last year. And one was a distance runner, one's a heptathlete, and Kylie and Kat are quarter milers, but they just keep impressing us. I mean, they're just like, how do you guys run that fast? You can't run that fast. You know, we run at 350 indoors, and it's like, that's so fast. And then we got the Drake, and we went 350 again. And we're like, wow, I mean, you guys are running well. And then all of a sudden they drop a 3:47 and is second in the nation. It's just like, wow. You know, so they're very confident. They love competing. They like going head-to-head. And when they put a baton in their hand, they're a different group of people. Individually, they're still solid, but they're running second and a half faster when they have a baton in their hand. So, Kylie split almost at 56. She ran 57 low in the split up there. So she's having a really great outdoor season, and we're excited about them running through the rest of the year until we get the Nationals.
I'm sure they'll be pushed this weekend while in Hastings, too?
Oh, yeah. We beat Concordia in the prelims at Drake. And then they beat us by 0.2 in the final. So, we'll see what happens once we get to the – our kids are usually ran in a lot of different races, and they're not really fresh. But last year it come down to the mile relay between us and Concordia. So if it come down to that again, it'd be a wild finish.
And you got a women's 4x1 who's right in the thick of things as well, it sounds like.
Right, those sprinters. We got Nariah really steps up. She's ran 11.6 in the 100. She ran 7.40 indoors, and we got another freshman that she's run 11.80, I think, outdoors already, 85 maybe. And then Kat's our quarter miler, so we don't run her in the open of it. And then a 12-2 girl, Morgan Mahoney. And, yeah, they're, I think they can go under. If it's a really nice day, they could go under 46 seconds in the short relay. So they're really running well, but it's a really good group that's been together again for a couple of years. So got some vets in there and know how to get the stick around, and that's pretty important in the 4x1.
You're getting plenty of points and good production in the field events, too, on the girls' side, aren't you?
Yes. I mean, we're really well-rounded. You know, we score it out, and we really don't have any events where we're not scoring any points at all. And the field events are strong. You know, the middle distance hasn't been, and we're a lot stronger right now in those as well. So, you know, it's going to be a team effort this weekend, the girls, after, you know, we had a big fight indoors and the girls ended up winning that, and we have our goals. And I'll tell you what I've witnessed with this group of boys and girls is that, you know, their team chemistry, the bonding, the selflessness, and the things that they do, they're unstoppable, and that's how they go into meets. And they'll be going into this one, you know, to win and compete and give it a best shot, and hopefully it works out. And if not, they give us our best shot. But they're ready to go for sure.
On the guy's side, I see Zach Turner. You talked about him before in our talks in the indoor season, coach, and outdoor in the hurdles. He's tearing things up too, isn't he?
Oh my gosh, that kid! It's fun because I've had that kid since he's been in flag football in the third grade, and I've watched him grow up and become very athletic. And, you know, indoors, he broke the national record in the hurdles. He split 46 on our mile relay that almost won it. We got second. And he jumped outdoors and runs 13:49, which is the fastest time ever in the NAI, with wind or whatever it is. And he just got third in all divisions at the Drake relays and the short hurdles, ran 13:65. And then he also ran the 400 hurdles against all divisions and won by about a second. And from what I know is I think it's the second fastest time in the history in the NAI. And you might remember this guy, some guy named Edwin Moses has a faster time.
Oh, I remember the hurdler, the great hurdler. You betcha.
Has a faster time than him, but that's pretty good company. But he's phenomenal, and he's running really well, and he's got a freshman that is chasing him, and he's run 14-2, and he's ran 52 in the 400 hurdles, so it's been fun. And then we've got a shuttle hurdle we took down to Drake relays against all divisions and broke our school record by over a second, and they said it was the fastest NEI time ever in a shuttle hurdle. So we got a good group of hurdlers, but Zach's a pretty special team captain, you know, and a tremendous competitor.
I know Alma's down the road. Peyton Herrick's a sophomore high jumper that's really come on strong for you. He's got a great future for you as well, doesn't he?
Oh, Peyton is great. He's got a younger brother. We're trying to get up here to Doan as well, which is jumping well. But Peyton is, you know, he's going to hit a 6'9", 6'10", jump. And, I mean, he doesn't come in anymore. He's so confident till like 6'5", or 6'6". And so he's setting, I think, 12th in the nation right now. We're just waiting to get him over that next 2-inch increment. And tremendous kid, very coachable. You know, so we're excited. I think he's going to have a great meet this weekend with the weather going to be good. You know, and that high jump crew, we had five guys at nationals that qualified in the high jump. So they keep pushing each other. And Dylan Starr is kind of the senior of that group. And, you know, he was leading the nation over 7 feet 3/4 inch till this week. Some kid jumped higher than him. But we were at Drake, and there were 23 jumpers. And, again, that's all divisions, Nebraska, Ohio State. You know, and he finished fifth in that group of people. So it's fun to get him in that kind of competition and see how they step up and how they handle that pressure. And so that was a good weekend for us down at Drake, going against some really high competition. I think we stepped up well.
Coach, I got to go back to the ladies' field events. I know you got some throwers in there, and I know Maddie Sutton, of course, from Lexington, is a senior for you, does some great things. And we mentioned Kaylee Lospeech over from Chase County and Imperial, had a great indoor season. Hopefully, she's that throw crew, the throwers, are really having an outstanding outdoor season, aren't they?
They are. They're having a really good season. And I actually got Jared Burge was from Madrid Wheatland, so back in the old days, I actually coached him when I taught out there, and his daughter is one of the best javelin throwers in the conference. She's leading right now, but Maddie has had a great career, but she twisted her ankle I think about 3 weeks ago, so she hasn't thrown for over 3 weeks, and she's just coming back. And Carly, she hadn't had the outdoor season that she wanted, but now the last couple weeks she's actually putting up some good marks, and she's actually been throwing well. We just haven't got that mark in a meet. I know she's a little frustrated, but I think this weekend in conference and high competition that I think she'll be stepping up and having some great marks for us.
Well, you came away with two trophies in the indoor GPAC, Coach. You would love to go home with two trophies, one in each arm, come the end of this week in there at Hastings, wouldn't you?
Yeah, when I talked to the team this week, to go undefeated in our league and win indoor, outdoor, that's only happened 4 other times in the whole history of Doan, and we were the ones that have won it the other times, but that's hard to do. And, a lot of things have to happen right, and our coaches have done a tremendous job of getting kids ready and peaking them and put them in positions to be successful. And this group, we've never finished. Our women finished 2nd in the nation nationally, and our men finished 3rd in the nation. That's the best we've ever done. They won both conference championships indoors, and they want to leave their legacy here at Doan, and tradition is huge here, and I talked to them about that's what you're part of when you come into here, and we bring alumni back to talk to them about how important the tradition and legacy is here, and they're about, if they can pull this thing off, they'll be one of the best teams in the history of Doan track and field, and we've had some pretty good teams, but this has been a fun group. They're a team that's very motivated, and like I said, I've witnessed stuff that with them training and how they handle themselves and how they work and how the drive to win and be the best. Like indoors, our women scored 20 points more than they should have at the national meet. But and I had coaches come up to me after that and just said, hey, we would like to have the culture that your kids have at Doan. They buckle up, and it doesn't matter who you are. They draw a line in the dirt, and they're ready to race, and you better be ready when you line up against orange and black with Doan across your chest. And that's kind of our mentality. And they're ready to race, and we're ready to compete. And that's what makes it fun.